This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And play action. Prescott back to throw. Deep to the right side. Lamb made a man miss and running down the sideline. And Lamb's on the horse. And Lamb's in the end zone. Touchdown, C.D. Lamb. 65 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where Alec just accomplished his job perfectly. I gave him the recommendation of give me a sweet kick-ass Cowboys highlight to come back here. Boom! That was sweet and kick-ass.
I think TDs are pretty sweet. So
could you argue that I needed just sweet or kick-ass and not both?
Yeah, because when you said kick-ass, I thought about getting a Brandon Aubrey kick. It'd be really
or
on the
nose. Or the intro song for the KNC
yes.
Masterpiece.
From the movie Kick-Ass. Mm-hmm. But no, you did that very well.
And expert.
And so yesterday, we talked about what would be your nightmare scenario season for the Cowboys.
That's right.
In one sentence or less. So today, we bring to you the Optimist Guide to the 2025 Dallas Cowboys season. And I think it's really important that we let you know that we already did the negative and now we'll do the positive. So hopefully people don't accuse us of being homers. We're going to try to look at the positive aspect.
No, that's not going to work. That's not going to work because yesterday you said that we did the negative and people were like, what are you even doing right now?
Somebody sent us something on Twitter that said this is despicable.
And then today,
which kind of hurt my feelings.
All they're going to hear is what we're saying.
Okay.
So you got to listen to everything. This is why you Tolo. This is why you listen to all of it.
All right. I'll start.
No, you've been Tolo.
No, I like the rest of the lineup. 10-2?
You can't listen to this show anyway.
Not my favorite. I listen to what you say.
You can go back and you know what? That reminds me of that time that Mike said, I hear everything that I say.
Yes. That was one of my favorite drops. That and him yelling at Broadus to shut up. So an optimist guide for the 2025 NFL season. I will present points to you. You can either accept or not accept them at your own accord. Optimism guide number one, Dak Prescott. Did you know that one time he finished second for MVP?
What?
I don't know if you guys knew that, thought I'd tell you that information. But also, he told reporters, I could pretty much do it all. Now, of course, this was before. He still wasn't cleared for contact, but don't worry about that. He said, I feel good. I don't think any of us question the leadership in Dak Prescott, and you have finally presented him with another receiving weapon, which is something that I feel like all of us have said, hey, if there's anything you haven't done properly for him, it's this.
This is, I mean, I think George Pickens is going to be what we wanted Brandon Cooks to be.
Yes.
I
could see that.
I legit, because his best work, Alec, I don't know if you agree with me here, Pickens' best work is downfield, and it looked like it was with Pittsburgh. So I feel like what we were hoping out of Cooks was that he could be that downfield threat. Now, CeeDee Lamb can also be a downfield threat too, but he does his best work underneath.
We pointed out since he came into the league, George Pickens has the third most downfield receiving yards of any player in the NFL. Hooray!
And he can twist his body into those areas. Here, I do have a question because I give Dak a hard time too. Here's how the career arc has been with Dak Prescott. Oh my God, can you believe this kid's doing this thing right now? This is awesome.
Right.
And then, hey, we got full support. All right, dude, we got to start seeing it now. So it plateaued at some point.
Sure.
And the last couple of years, maybe I've been a little more down, and there's some reasons for that. But when people say Dak's garbage,
I think that's ridiculous.
When people say Dak is the greatest,
that's also ridiculous.
There is a middle ground for Dak. So for every time you point out the bad things he does, dude, there's a complete, yes, he does these things really well too. It's just those things have not culminated into the victory that you need to be able to stamp it and go, yeah, he is that. So, but there is anybody that points out the bad, there's an exact opposite that is good for Dak Prescott on everything so far. So there's no proof either way that he's good or bad. He's just in the middle.
Yeah.
And that's where my stance is on Dak Prescott.
Well, look, and the next on the optimism list is, of course, going to be George Pickens for the reason that you mentioned. I've already seen multiple people text in. You have a real wide receiver, a second wide receiver. And I know they said one and 1A, and I appreciate that. But like CeeDee Lamb, and you can argue this with me all you like. I'm not going to agree with you. CeeDee Lamb is a top five, at worst, top six receiver in the NFL. That's a fact.
Uh-huh.
All right. And so now you've paired him with somebody that, Corey, going back to what you said when we first started this show, is hungry for a contract and wants to show what they can do. They want to show George Pickens. You get the sense he wants to show what he can do as a top-notch wide receiver who wants to get paid. And he also wants to show what he can do in terms of not being problematic on the sideline or in the locker room. Those are positive components to have on your team.
Yep, that's true.
Another reason for optimism. I have to sell this one a little bit more. The offensive line. All right.
This could be a really good offensive line.
Okay, I'm really glad that you said that. Because let's start with right tackle. I feel like your tackles are where people clearly have the most doubts. Yes?
Yes. And the right tackle position, I think, is going to rely a lot on what the right guard can do. That's unfortunate that the right tackle just isn't in his own world dominant, but he's really good whenever he has a really good right guard next to him.
Yes.
So I'll go with that.
And perhaps a change of coaching will do a better job of leaning into what Terrence Steele is particularly good at. But you just mentioned it. All right. So there's some big assumptions here, but let's play it out because this is the optimist guide. So Terrence Steele gets some different coaching that feeds better into what he does. So he becomes a better player on the right side. You just mentioned it. Another thing that helps him is having a top-notch right guard. Well, look, we have had multiple people on that have said, hey, I don't know if you drafted him in the right spot, but Tyler Booker is the best guard in this draft. He will fit in perfectly, plug and play at right guard. Cooper Beebe at center. You saw strides from him throughout the season. You move to the left side. Tyler Smith, he's your best offensive lineman. I feel like most people are in agreement of that. And then Tyler Guyton.
It all hinges on that.
It does kind of feel like that. And I'm more concerned about Guyton than I am Steele. And I don't know how many people.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or mensteaclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Think they feel the opposite. But if Guyton can take a step up where you drafted him, and it's tough because if you draft somebody in the first round, you don't necessarily want to hear he's a project,
right?
Like usually that's like, oh, that's why we took him in the fourth or fifth round. But like you felt the need to start him straight away or use him heavily very quickly, but he's on your left side. If he works out, I feel good about Smith. I feel good about Beebe. I feel good about Booker. And I think you're going to get an improved Steele because of the things we've talked about.
And there is a rookie behind Steele in Cornelius. He's more suited, I feel, for the right side. But there's some things, some raw ability that I like about him, but Steele needs to be there. But Kevin,
or they'll tell us about how great, awesome Richards is.
I think Tyler Smith a lot of times last year felt like he had to overcompensate for some of the failures on the left next to him. And hey, him working out with Tyron Smith this offseason, Tyler Guyton, that is.
Yeah.
That's great to hear. I love to hear that because whether he was there or not, he was still the best option. Tyron Smith was,
sure.
And he knows. He knows how to play the
game.
And he learned from DeMarcus Ware how to be better, and maybe he can pass on some good stuff. But Guyton's importance to this is protecting Dak and being able to be flexible and adaptable going running left and right. And whenever you couldn't do those things, teams can key in on they can only run to the right because their left isn't strong enough.
Now, I do get this text from the 214. Let's just skip ahead to next year. Who are we picking with the 14th pick in the first round? Hey!
It's pretty accurate.
I get it, but that's why we're being optimistic. So I'm going to jump ahead to the next point for optimism. We just heard from the guy a little bit ago, Brian Schottenheimer. I don't know how much you think culture matters when it comes down to players are still going to need to win and lose these games. But if you were just going off of how people feel from listening to the head coach, it is shocking how much better people feel about that. Now, will that translate to anything? We'll see. But I'll go and throw it out there. If we're being optimistic, Brian Schottenheimer, reason to be optimistic.
Yeah. This is a dude that has many years of experience gathering information from really qualified coaches.
Yeah.
The family that he comes from never won the big one. Marty never won. And that's true. That, how glorious of a story would that be, Kevin?
Oh my God. It would be the best.
If he could win one here, and for our fan base, like, we would just eat that up, dude. You not only did you win one here, but you won one for the Schottenheimer family.
Yes.
And I think a lot of fans would take a lot of pride in that. And I think he would too. He would sit, and be like, wow. We told you from day one, the first time we ever interviewed him at an Oxnard, we were like, the personality is infectious.
Yeah.
And I don't think, this is the thing I can't decide. Does he come across as corny or does he come across as genuine? And when I hear the audio of Micah calling him to tell him goodnight as a prank, and Shoddy's like, oh man, thank you. I really, you don't know how much right. I appreciate this. That's when I'm like, no, that's just genuine dude. That's the way he is. And I think over a long period of time, the players are going to get that from him.
Yeah.
I do hope they get that infectious work part of it and that that desire to be optimistic about everything that they go into, because I think that can be a huge factor for some players and an important group of that. There are other players, Kevin, much like you. Don't need a meeting. I don't need this kind of pep
right.
talk. I don't need this. I just need the direction.
Right.
And some guys are like that. Other people do need all those other things, the communication part of it, to know that they're going in the right direction. So I think that's something he can do.
See, I like this.
It's us being positive, too.
The 469, we're being positive. Tell me who they're going to pick at 32 next year.
Okay,
see,
there you go.
That's the positivity we need. Positivity we need. All right, Alec, next positive point. Dante Fowler Jr. Mm. All right. Oh, man, that sounded skeptical. Mm. All right. I'm going to have to sell this one, too. That's fine. So I think we liked what we saw from Dante Fowler when he was here. We saw the flashes. Obviously, you lost Dan Quinn. He went to Washington. He's like, yes, let me bring this person over. I can definitely make use of him. And then he had his best season in what, like 5 years?
Since strictly, 19, yeah.
Yeah, in terms of sacking the quarterback. I think you saw him take another step. And so I am optimistic that Dante Fowler Jr. is still like, hey, I've showed it to you guys a couple of times being the NFL, and you still won't give me all of the money. So what does he got to do? He's got to do it all over again, bouncing back to his previous team. And luckily, he gets to do so on the same front line as one of the best pass rushers in all of football.
All right, so I wanted to go look in a little detail on this, because why were those numbers better since 19? In 2019, Kevin, how many do you have the number on sacks?
10.5. 11.5, I'm sorry.
79% of the defensive snaps. 880 defensive snaps. 11.5. Last year for Washington, he had 52% of the snaps. Previously with the Cowboys, where we probably thought, are we getting the production out of him? 30 and 25% of snaps. So you got six sacks out of
sure.
him in a very small.
Right.
And the Cowboys, that was their focus. They were like, we got all these guys that we can send. We have all these defensive ends. We're sending pressure all the time. And he didn't need to be used that much. I'm very interested to see what Eberflus, how he uses him. Does he give him 70? Or does he say, no, 50 is the right number for him?
And it might be.
Or 20, because I don't think they have the rotation for 20.
Sure.
I just don't think they do.
It very well might be closer to that 40% range.
But if you
range.
Can get him in that 40-50% range and he's giving you that type of production, you're going to feel very good about what you're doing.
All right, Alec, I got what felt like a skeptical on Dante Fowler. Whether it's Fowler, whether it's all of it, have I been sufficiently positive about the Cowboys here?
Do you want the honest answer of why I made that noise?
Yes, I do.
Because I was about to cut you off and say Exum, but I forgot we're not talking basketball.
Okay.
I was thinking of the wrong Dante.
Okay.
That's why. But then I remembered Dante Fowler is on this team, and I got excited again. Because I love that Micah has a true running mate that you have seen work out, one, here.
Yeah.
But you've seen it work out in another place, too. So I'm excited for that and all the factors. It really, if I'm going to lean into the optimism factor, it comes down to Brian Schottenheimer. You could have left all the other great analysis on the table. He's the one thing that consistently I will say, yeah, I'm in. Sure. Why not? I'll hopelessly be invested this season just because I could listen to him talk all day. It seems like his guys love him and he loves them. But I do think everything that we've touched base on today is really real. I do think the Dante Fowler thing is really exciting, and I think that's just putting a shadow on top of there's a new defensive system in here that, hey, might be better at stopping the run. It might be a little bit more aggressive. Who knows? I think there's a lot of things to look forward to just because they are different.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972 Go Men's Tea or MensTeaClinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.